What did the Mayans know, Mitch?
They know everything. It's amazing to me. Now, to set this up, and here's where the puzzle comes together, and I thank the audience, I thank you, George, for hanging in there, especially the audience for this time. For those that had to go to sleep, I hope you sign up for George's program that he has so you can hear this tomorrow, because here it comes. As I was mentioning before, the science community is actually very squirmish right now. They have a high level of anxiety. A consortium of astrophysicists, cosmologists, and astronomers have, quote, warned that unless we use this current flood of new galactic information that's coming from the WISE and the Planck mission, that we risk losing our way. The templates that we have formulated over the years no longer apply, and that the information is coming in so fast now that they are having to redo everything that any formula that's ever been produced. Now, that is the background. And again, all this information I'm mentioning is no more than 90 days old. That's how squirmish and anxious the science community is. In other words, it's kind of the things that they're finding out, because they don't have a hold of it, that it hasn't gone through its usual scientific probation periods and peer reviews, that they're uneasy.
Mm.
What the Mayans have known is that there's going to be a time that some people call it a galactic alignment. I think that I don't know if I would use those words, although I have. What I believe what some are calling the galactic alignment is not the same as a planetary alignment. That this galactic alignment really, to me, means more that we're coming into this phase where these more narrow bands of charged particles coming from our galaxy outside the solar system, perhaps accompanying the sun. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me that with this band of charged particles that are going to hit our solar system are going to have certainly a direct effect on the sun, and therefore coming into all the planets, not just Earth. I believe that is what science is finding out now, and that is what the Mayans have always known. To use Mayan language or to speak of it in terms of ancient text, it's basically what so many spiritual disciplines have already known. You could break it down into some very simplistic things. The Mayans have said that we are connected to the stars, to the galaxy, to the universe.
They were right on.
They were right on. They also say that change will occur, most likely in the way of Earth changing events, and third, your life will be different. Well, yes, yes, and yes, and so many. I mean, even Catholicism, even Christianity, the Bible even speaks. You know, in the Bible it says Jesus will come from the heavens on a cloud. The Bible also says an asteroid or comet will fall from the sky, really a celestial orb. And the sun will scorch the earth. Of course, we know the Egyptians have said that. The Aztecs have said that. The Anunnaki have said that. They have all said that. Of course, the Mayans have said it as well. I have found that most every spiritual discipline is in harmony with what's unfolding now. What the Mayans brought kind of further extends what the Egyptians brought of their understanding of astronomy. In fact, going back to the question you asked in the first hour, how did the Mayans get it? Well, it has to be something alien, or the Mayan civilization. Our civilization period is far older than we ever imagined. Not 10,000 years. What if it's 30,000 years? Mm-hmm. And that simply they were around long enough to see these extended cycles, not a 100-year cycle, not a 1,000-year cycle. How about a 20,000-year cycle?
They actually witnessed them.
Right. That is where I'm leaning for now. I'm still open to extraterrestrial. I'm open to it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm open to it. I don't know any other way, George. But this is what I believe how they must have got this information, is that they were simply here far longer than anyone had believed. I can't think of his name. Michael, the ancient archaeologist. It slipped my mind. I apologize.
I'll find it. No, Michael Heiser?
No. It begins with a C, and I.
Michael Cremo.
Cremo. Oh, forgive me, Michael, if you're listening. I've spoken to him too many times. But I apologize. Okay, Michael Cremo. He has brought forth some very interesting information. Again, pronouncing the civilization going back far longer than we had believed. Now, the scenario of the Atlanteans. What if Atlantis simply did what we're doing now, that their own technology wiped them out? Boy, doesn't that sound familiar?
And maybe 30,000 years ago.
Could it be that our technology could do the same? I'm just saying, you know. Now that's what the Mayans have said. Now here's the law. There's a couple of laws I do want to talk about. One is the law of scientific cycles and, of course, the law of ancient tech cycles or spiritual cycles, however you want to say it. So, again, addressing ancient text, and this is what thrills me, is this connection that's happening, that ancient text tells us in most every discipline that I have studied that something's going to come from the sky, that it's going to affect all humans, and life is going to be very all living things, and life is going to be very different. They all say that. And many of them say that it's going to happen now. We are in that time. And I've already mentioned some of the Bible quotes as well. So whether it's Eastern or Western, they're all saying the same thing. The Mayans have more specifically said, outlined events that occur. Actually, the Aztecs did too, really. We don't give the Aztecs enough credit. In fact, what many people believe to be a Mayan calendar is actually an Aztec calendar. It's the one where the face, this kind of evil-looking, torrid face in the middle, in the center of the circle of the calendar, is the sun, and it has a tongue hanging out.
Yeah.
The translation of that is, in this time, the sun will speak to you. That's what it means. And I believe we are in that time where the sun will speak to us. But now we're realizing, science is realizing, again, bringing it all together, here comes the puzzle, folks, is that our ancient ancestors have told us that it's going to come from the sky, it's going to affect all living things, and life is going to be different. Science is telling us that it's going to come from the sky, actually from our galaxy, in the way of charged, they have fancy names now, charged particles, plasma clouds.
And life could be different.
Energy, of dark energy, black holes, gamma ray bursts. It's coming. It's narrowing. It's coming towards us more every day. There's going to be this alignment. I don't believe it to be a planetary type alignment, but I believe it's going to be that narrowing of a band. It's going to hit the solar system. It's going to hit the sun. It's going to have a direct correlation with all the planets, including us, with the Earth's core, which, as we touched on earlier today, the Earth's core is shifting as I speak. Dr. Gary Glasmeyer, Dr. Peter Olson, two of the top geophysicists in the world, are coming forward telling us that, and that a magnetic pole shift could occur in our lifetime. that the magnetic pole shift is far more significant than they originally thought. It's not just a recalibration of instruments, but it's going to the fluid is shifting, the mantle is shifting. There's heat flux and displacement, and that makes it more vulnerable for earthquakes and volcanoes.